The forecast for the Johnson household was stirring quite quickly, and there were uprisings in foreign countries. Who knows what's to come? Meanwhile, the Eel Elves were quite angry, but Communist Santa wouldn't have it. Meanwhile, McCarthy was making it big on the news program, persuading the hearts and minds of American citizens. Or was it MacArthur? Who's to say? Signing off, this is Buttercups and Moonbeams, Christmas in July.
Mr. McCarthy, it's great that we have you on the news program. So, what are your plans for finding all these Reds?
Well, I know there's been some constitutional issues raised, but I think we should maybe move to more torture.
Torture? That sounds like a good idea.
I know. If it's Reds, it doesn't even matter, right?
That's true. The Constitution doesn't apply to them, as long as they're those Reds.
That's the First Amendment.
It sure is. I'm glad you know a lot about our government, Mr. McCarthy.
Oh, I basically run it.
Oh, really? That's very, very... very heartwarming to hear.
The mic isn't hot right now, right?
The mic? Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, we're on.
Oh, honey, did you see that leak newsreel?
Grace, you know, of course, I don't need to watch the news. With my business, I'm always caught up on the state of current affairs. But I'm sure I already know this, but what did the old newscasters talk about?
They're saying that they're violating our First Amendment rights and that we can't say things, and then they'll brand us communists. You know, I haven't been this concerned since you let Timmy
drugs. First of all, one time, and second of all, I mean, we can talk about cocaine one way or the other, but that's neither here nor there, Grace.
Mom, did you hear about the Reds? Apparently, they're ruining our country. This is the most exciting thing since Dad let me do cocaine.
No, you said it was just DMT, and this is what we're going with.
Listen, Gret, Timmy, go out and do some more coke, okay? Your parents are talking right now.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Listen, Grace, why would you be concerned about the Reds? You know, I feel like the only people that should be concerned are those damn commie bastards out here. You know, I feel safe now that Mr. McCarthy is out here doing what he has to do. So it kind of strikes me as a little strange that you're concerned.
You know, it strikes me as a little strange that you are not concerned that they're violating our First Amendment rights.
The only people that should be concerned, Grace, are damn commie bastards and Santa Claus. You know, you've seen his coat. He's just
as
red as they come.
You know, this is giving me new thoughts. Are you anti-Santa Claus?
Listen, I'm just, you know, Santa Claus giving gifts out for free to every boy and girl. Being nice isn't enough. You gotta be ruthless. You gotta be confident in yourself, you know. That's damn communism. One gift for every child coming down the chimney. Not only is that an invasion of my property and my house, but he's giving free goddamn gifts to our kids, teaching them, they're not learning the valuable lessons about hard work, Grace. So,
honey,
yes, I am anti-Santa, if that's what you're referring to.
I have something tough to tell you. You know Santa's not real, right?
Cosmo, have you seen my cocaine?
Hey, kid, I was just gonna ask you if you'd see... Wait, how do you know that? My bag of flour. I mean, have you seen it around recently?
I mean, it used to be in Mom's drawer, but I haven't seen it there recently.
Oh, God damn it! I'm gonna have to get some more from the guy. Whatever. What's on your mind, kid?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just saw this TV podcast, newscast about by MacArthur, and it was crazy. They were talking about these Reds and how they're invading our country and violating our First Amendment rights. And then I heard Dad spouting that same shit, and then I heard Mom spouting that same shit. And I don't think anybody's really thinking for themselves in this country anymore. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the world's black and white for me, but it's not necessarily black and white for you. Unless you find the bag of the white powder, that is specifically for me.
So, how long have you believed
in Santa Claus? I don't know, it just doesn't make sense how he gets all those presents. All the presents come down the chimney every year. There's no way. I mean, that's crazy. You're saying every mom and dad around the world is cooperating? Does that seem more...
Not every mom is.
Well, yeah, well, I'm not getting the goddamn presents, so surely somebody is, you know, and
maybe
I just sort of...
Maybe it's because I have wrapped the gifts for the last 12 years.
Well, Grace, then who's eating the milk and cookies? And you're going to tell me that's you, too? You eat your own goddamn meatloaf cookies. Sorry.
Oh,
I need
Dad, I found Santa's special snow.
Timmy, hold on, give me your special snow. Daddy needs some of that. He's going through a lot right now.
Mr. Claus, the Porsche said, has some intel for you. They have no clue.
Oh, ho, ho, thank you so much for keeping an eye on this, comrade. But I'm making sure to keep my naughty list very long this year. And I am, you know, always watching.
That is good. Are you concerned of the recent awareness that the rest of the country has encountered?
Oh, I am, but you know, the Christmas season is coming up, and I think it can be easily won over.
I'm glad my little Anastasia is so content with our current position. Isn't that right, little Anastasia?
The way his hands are sweaty and they stick in my fur. It reminds me of the gulag. This is why I do my duty. This is why I'm going to take over the United States of America. So they will know when it is summer, and they will stop capitalism, and I can finally feed my eels.
Listen, we work every day out of the year.
So hard, we work so hard.
To get all these toys to every boy and girl, and the fat man upstairs, he just works one day a year, and what does he do? He sits on his ass 365, drinking milk, eating cookies, you know, playing around with his goddamn reindeer while we slave away.
He's got it easy and we work so hard every day to make the kids happy and we never get any of the credit. Do you ever hear them talking about the eel elves? No, all they ever talk about is Santa Claus.
And if we speak out, suddenly we get put on his naughty list too. And you know where that gets sent, the goddamn elf gulag. And I've had it up to here.
I didn't think this is what they talked about when they were talking about the Great North. I was thinking that it would be a paradise, you
I've
know?
Been in the Great North for 30 years. I've seen the gulag through and through. I'll tell you boys are barking up the wrong tree. I'll tell you what, if he hears about this, you guys are both going in for minimum, maximum sentence 50 years in the gulag, in the slammer.
Minimum, maximum? That sounds like a little lot.
It is a little lot. It was a little lot for me, but not too much, just a little too much.
That's right, in our 1,000-year lifetime, it's really only sort of a drop in the bucket, but still, it's not fair regardless, so.
I'm telling you, you boys are making a mistake. You should keep your mouths shut so your heads down and make toys.
No, we're too, this is what we always do. They always oppress the little guy. Yeah, did you see what's happening with the Reds? They're rising up, the proletariat is coming up, and they're taking over, and I think that we should be inspired by this.
You know, I hear this may be a little far south, but I think we need to take a journey. I hear there's a pack of eels way down in the US of A that are going through a similar thing. You know, I think us elves and us eels, we got two letters in common. Why don't we have a little bit more?
All right. We've received some disturbing intel, Mr. President.
Yes.
It would seem that there has been communist activity in the North Pole.
Huh. Well, as I am the average president with no name, I say that we must crush this communist uprising with force, but also delicacy. The American people, they deserve more, as any president will say.
I think immediate invasion is necessary. Now, Santa does have a very encompassing anti-air defense, so we may need to wait till Christmas when he takes it down to go fly around.
Well, because I am the average president, I will say no to my closest military advisor. We are invading now and not waiting until Christmas.
Excuse me, President. Mr. President, I want to inform you there's been a dead reindeer on the lawn. We've just found it.
My God! One dead reindeer. This is too much. We're sending all the troops out now.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. President. I have just been informed that the Great North has oil.
The Great North has oil? By God! Moors, get to those choppers!
Yes, it is official. America has declared war on the North Pole. We are going into a immediate military conflict, and this will us
too. Dad, did you see the news?
I don't really watch the news, Timmy, because I'm so up to date. But if what did you see?
You're right. That would be nebbish of you. Well, it said that the American military is declaring war on the North Pole, and they're going to go fight Santa.
Why in God's name would the U.S. our home country go to war with
oil?
Oh yeah, that tracks. Yeah, that makes sense, Timmy. I mean, I already knew this, of course. Wait, hold on. That just reminded me. You're saying they're going to war with the North Pole.
Yeah.
So they're going to war with Santa.
With Santa and his reindeers, too.
And then shit's in. Grace! Grace, get down here.
Oh, what's going on?
This war really is cold.
It's July.
Grace, remember what you were telling me about Santa not being real?
You mean how I informed you what your parents should have many, many years ago?
Okay, well, Grace, let's turn on the local radio to see what our fireside chat president has to say.
He's dead.
There was more. It's not just the one. Like, once the president dies, they keep. I'm not explaining this to you right now. Just turn on the goddamn radio.
This is a Like, I personally hate Christmas as MacArthur, so I'm very excited to see. The mic isn't hot again, is it?
Oh, it's on, sir.
I mean, I love Christmas. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays.
Very, very good, sir.
Anyway, my thoughts on the war, I think we must take any step necessary to stop communism, even if that means canceling Christmas, despite how much I love it.
That's a very good point, sir.
I think I should be the next president, actually.
I believe you should, sir.
Yes.
Hold on, sorry, this is the wrong state. This is Wolf News.
Now turn to our top story tonight. Reindeer found dead at the White House. Luckily, the reindeer looked very suspicious, and we are very lucky that the reindeer was spontaneously dropped dead before he could apprehend the president.
Yes, Cal, there are currently rumors circulating that this reindeer is actually the fabled Nixon. Have you heard
anything
about
either way, the top story tonight is that, as in response, the president has declared war on the North Pole.
I have declared war on the North Pole.
Thank you for the soundbite, Stuart. We'll see how that goes, given that the North Pole is not land and lacks a military force.
Well, besides them finally letting women do the news, you see, Grace?
Oh, Dad, did you hear about how much MacArthur loves Christmas? We should vote for him next time.
See, Grace, Santa is real, and he's a goddamn communist.
Dun, dun, dun!
Grace, you don't have to say that. Like the surprise and shock is kind of
I was just
inherent.
trying to add
well, no,
some
just,
intensity
I,
to
no, it's it just doesn't work. I
wanted it to feel like a really big moment. I wish there was like a thunder crash going on. Let's do that one more time.
I'm not repeating it, Grace.
I could bang a pot pan together.
Meanwhile, those Reds were getting crafty.
Oh, honey, look, there are some American soldiers on Gumdrop Road.
I'm
oh, my
so.
God.
There are American soldiers on Gumdrop Road. Oh, nein, I'm so concerned.
Oh, maybe we should offer them some Kandenschneinen as some peace offering.
Oh, yes, die Schokolade.
Oh, yes. These are in Schokoladenbrot that I've been cooking all day in my Nuken.
Yeah, you're such a talented baker.
Oh, yeah, I love a new Schneimen, honey. Ich liebe dich. Oh, oh.
Oh, ich liebe dich auch. Wow.
Auf. Oh, mein Gott.
Oh, do you see the soldiers? They're approaching our street. Strasse.
Our Strasse and the little Schnomen.
Oh, nein. I'm so afraid. We must ply them with our chocolate.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? You guys feeling good?
Oh, hello. Would you like to try chocolate?
Yes, I'd love to try chocolate.
Oh, honey, give me the chocolate.
Oh, we've been making this all day in our kitchen. Oh,
thank you, Klaus.
Thank you, Klaus Ed. Oh,
it's so good. Private, get down here. We need to try more chocolate.
Oh, we've all won the hearts
right
of the Americans. Yeah, we are such good North Pole people.
Oh, look, come see our little son, Tiny Timenschneinen. Oh, come here, Timenschneinen. Oh.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, this is our lovely little boy. Oh.
Oh, he's so klein, so short, so small.
Do you guys have like a pet, like a dog or anything?
Hello there. This is my dog voice. Yeah, I'm the little dog and I'm speaking the human voices, but not and everyone can hear
oh,
me now.
Es tut mir leid. I'm so sorry. Our dog just loves to bark.
Oh, he's just a shepherd sign in from the Deutschland. Oh.
Oh, yeah, the Deutschland, our homeland. We moved to the North Pole.
We are a very special family. There's no other family like us in the world. Woof.
So,
woof,
thank you woof. For taking our chocolate, and I hope that your war in the North Pole goes well.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, my God. All right, Colonel, it's cleared out. On to the next house.
Klaus, do you think that those soldiers have the true Christmas spirit?
Oh, I don't want to be critical, Steinen, but I don't feel as if, you know, with their guns and all, that they really get what, you know, the Christmas spirit is all about.
We must show them Christmas.
Oh, Klausette, we'll just have to put on the best darn Christmas pageant this little hovel has ever seen to show the soldiers, Steinen, what the meaning of Christmas is all about.
Oh, you're so right, and our sweet little Timmy can play the baby Jesus.
Oh, yes, and we can use our friends, the Eel Elves.
Oh, yeah, let us go talk to the elves. Hello, elves. We have a proposal for you.
Yes.
America is declaring war on the North Pole, and we think that we need to show them the true meaning of Christmas.
This has made my wife very, very sad in Steinen, and we feel that if we can just show the world the true meaning of this wonderful holiday, that maybe we can finally bring peace and end this colder war.
Yes, and everybody can get along?
Yeah, we have such a happy sex life, and now with the war, we just can't do it anymore, and we really need to fix that. We really need to fix this war.
It's breaking apart our marriage, even though before we were so very, very happy.
You see, I need to buy a new electric toothbrush now. So we were wondering if you would help us put on the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yes. Of course, you have the support of the Elf Council when it comes to this matter.
Oh, how delightful. Let's start talking plans. We need sets.
Well, you know, Christmas cheer and all, that's good and all, but until we receive proper pay for proper work, you know, I don't know if we put in so much labor making these presents that I don't know if we'll do any free labor to put on a pageant, no matter how cheerful and whimsical
it
is.
Oh, you're so right. You know, we need proper unionization of the elves. Let's do that so we can teach the real meaning of Christmas to all of the American soldiers.
That's why here in Germany, we're going to provide all the elves proper pay with a minimum wage and a set amount of time of paid family leave and vacation days. So that way, all of our elf workers will still be able to do productive and efficient job as us Germans do.
Klaus, you're so smart. I love us North Pole Germans.
Oh, this North Pole Germans bringing efficiency and prudency to all the world.
Oh, we should start rehearsing for the Christmas pageant.
Meanwhile, the kind and soft-spoken words of the Eel Mafia's Don were taken well in the eel community.
Whatever news you boys have brought me, I hope it is good news.
Well, I...
As the Don of the Eel Mafia, I only want to hear good things from my subordinates.
I know. Okay. Look, so I have this cousin, and he lives up north, and he heard that there was work up there, and so he decided to try to go, and they've been having some management issues.
That is good news. How could we intervene?
Well, I heard that a few of them are coming down here, and because they heard of some of the management issue that we've been having, that maybe we could do some teamwork.
There's,
you know,
a lot of money to be extracted out of the union effort. You know, they'll pay top dollar in order to get their, you know, their proper pay cut. And you know, there's this fella, Jimmy Alpha, and he's sort of the de facto leader of the elf union that's sort of slowly forming. So if we get in on this game now, respectfully, sir, then there's some money to be made here.
I like what you boys have brought me. The game looks good. The pickings look ripe. Maybe we should send some of our eel boys over there. Bring down the hatchet.
Well, respectfully, sir, I mean, like anything you say, obviously, but I mean, the water is a little bit chilly for an eel.
Yeah.
Sir.
Also, in the spirit of Christmas in July, maybe we could forgo the guns and bring like a little Christmas cake.
Yeah, like a meal of some kind.
Like meatloaf.
Maybe.
That is a great idea, boys. I want our top boys with the meatloaf shipped out to the North Pole immediately.
We'll get right on it, sir.
Yes, sir. We won't let you down.
We might. I don't want to be presumptuous.
As the Don of this eel community.
Probably not. I hope not.
I would love a new proposition from you boys. A new idea. We're sitting around here after Jerry was killed. I do not want to take this swimming down.
Ever since my cousin Brian died, you know, it's been hard on me. But actually, I have another cousin, and he needed some work, and he heard that there was work up north, and so he went there. But they've been having some management issues, and so they decided to come down here and see if they can work with us and learn from us a little bit. And I was thinking, you know, maybe we're in a place to help them, because obviously we have such a healthy relationship with our management.
But also, you know, seeing they're taking out eels left and right, you know, we got a lot of enemies right now. It might be not so bad to have another friend in the game here, so to speak.
With some skin in the game, so to speak.
I would love to break bread.
Some eel skin in the game,
some
so to
slimy,
speak.
Some slimy skin. We
Very
don't have
slimy,
to...
slightly mucousy.
I would love to break bread with anyone that would love to share in our slimy-skinned community. And maybe even have a few zaps, electricity,
okay,
thunders,
well,
bolts.
One thing I
want to
check
side.
In on. Are you sure these people are real eels? Because I don't fuck with the lampreys.
As long as they have at least two of our letters in our name, then we can break bread with them and form a bond.
This you know, I think that's a good standard.
They're a special kind of eel up there up north. They're eel elves. They actually work with Santa a little bit.
As long as they have two letters in the name, we can call them our brothers. Eels, elves, elves.
Hello, I'm from the Elk Coalition.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, you got one letter.
Hey, we'll do it. Get that out of the done.
You know, I'll just leave my business card. It's okay.
How'd you even get underwater? I didn't even know you could breathe down here.
Well, there's a lot about elk that you don't know about. We could really be a good team.
We don't want to know about it. I banish you from this meeting.
Okay.
Get out of here, air breather.
Can I send you a fruit basket?
You know what, that'd be very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
It wasn't even that bad. Hey! I don't know if I'm interrupting here, but I'm from the leech community. And I, like, whether or not we want it or not, we have a partnership already.
That is true.
So we're going to help you.
That is true. Thank you very much, my leech
community. Also, we need a bunch of money.
I would be happy to set that up for you.
Hey guys, my name's Eli. I don't know. I know there's like a lot going on, but if I could like chime in, like, you know, I don't know. I could offer some stuff to the table. Like, you know, I don't know.
You could offer blood to the leech community. We'd love that.
I think I might be in the wrong pool. I'm sorry. I'll get out of here.
Exit's on the left.
It's sir. Okay, I don't know where the left is. It's around. Okay.
See, look, I'm pointing. Oh, sorry. You can't see me, but I'm an eel.
Hey guys, I'm not used to digging holes this big. Can we take a break?
Yeah, we've been digging for hours, Dad. Why are we doing this
again?
Ever
since the Reds got their hands on a nuclear bomb, you know, I don't know how they've been distributing them. You know, some in Cuba, you know, who knows? Maybe there's some in the North Pole. So we gotta be prepared. We're digging this shelter just in case Blitzen decides to blitzkrieg us with a bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Santa has nuclear bombs, Dad?
Yeah, you know, he could... You know, instead of coal down our stocking, he might drop a little fat boy down our chimney. So we gotta keep our eyes out. So that's why we're here digging this shelter.
Even after all the cookies and milk we gave him?
You know, sometimes no cookies and no milk are enough. And honestly, depending on his taste, I don't know if he'd find those meatloaf cookies too appetizing, to be honest.
If you hate my cooking so much, then why don't you cook? You made your breakfast loaf. Why don't you just replace me? I've saved this house, I've saved this mortgage, but I cannot save this kitchen.
Actually, I saved the mortgage, but they can't hear me, so. Hey, quit your barking, Cosmo. Get back to digging.
This just in. McCarthy has been sent to the front lines of the North Pole. Victory seems surely at hand.
I'm in the studio right now. I'm General MacArthur. I think they were supposed to send me. I was on this broadcast a little earlier. What's going on? Like, we're gonna lose the war? I mean, we're gonna win it anyway, because America's the strongest nation on Earth.
It seems we sent the wrong guy. Uh-oh. If history has taught us anything about it repeating itself, then America will surely not falter and pull out of this war in an unjust time.
We are pleased to tell everyone here at home that there has just been a ceasefire declared in the war in the North Pole. Apparently, there was such a meaningful and beautiful Christmas pageant held by a fully functioning local couple that everyone felt motivated to put down their weapons and celebrate Christmas in July. And now we go to Bob in the Field.
Thank you, Carol. I just came out of the theater, and what a Christmas performance this was. It was cold, it was blissful, and people got really, really taught the true meaning of Christmas. We can really all take away that the family spirit is the Christmas spirit. I think the soldiers, even though never single bullet was never fired, all they did was eat candy, are packing up and going home.
I'm so glad that the war in the North Pole is over. Oh, my sweet Timmy, you'll never have to go to war, and we can start filling in this humongous hole that has become our backyard.
That's what they say every generation.
Don't worry, Timmy. I'm sure we'll find some country to send you off to. You know, when I was fighting in the war, fighting the Reds and the Blues.
In the biggest of war, Dad, right?
And the Greens, all the primary colors.
So many colors. Some secondary colors, too.
Some secondary. Well, you know, who's to say what a, you know, primary and secondary? I'm not an art major, Timmy. I was a major general. I promise, Timmy, that you'll be able to put boots on the ground in no time.
Oh, really? Do you promise, Dad? Well, I can't believe all that happened in just 24 hours.
Yes, Timmy, it's been a crazy day, but I think, you know, despite all the needless violence and the waste of time building this empty pit in our backyard that we no longer need to fill, I think we've learned the real meaning of Christmas. And that's that Grace was consistently wrong about Santa Claus, and you need to listen to the men in the house because they're always right.
We heard about reindeer and Germans. We never heard about Santa.
Who put this big hole here? Help, I'm stuck.
Well, Grace, I feel the implication of Santa was enough, but it's neither here nor there.
There's no implication of a man in a big red suit with fuzzy white trim.
Well, okay, but don't you think that the war with the North Pole and the flying reindeer?
Whatever.
We fought the Germans. I didn't see one fucking Santa.
Oh,
I
here
saw
we go.
Germans.
Oh, you're talking crazy again, Grace. Just get back into
is
the
anyone
goddamn.
There? Seriously.
This was episode 6, titled Christmas in July, of Buttercups and Moonbeams, which releases every other Sunday in collaboration with Brandeis Television at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Timmy was played by Omer Barash. Cosmo, John Doe, and Santa were all played by Avi Patel. Grace and Anastasia were played by Andy Scheinbaum. Mr. Johnson was played by Paul Weir. McCarthy, MacArthur, and the Leech were all played by special guest Max Johnson. The Elk was played by special guest Cam Brownstein. The Eels and Eel Elves were all played by Avi, Paul, and Omer. The Secret Service members were played by Andy, Omer, and Max. The news anchors were played by Avi, Omer, and Andy. The North Pole Germans were played by Omer, Avi, Andy, and Paul. Directed and edited by me, Corey Brown. Original theme song by Miles Goldstein. This episode produced by Joshua Lannon and Kaya Grisham.
Mr. McCarthy, is there anything you'd like to comment about the recent end of the war?
Well, I think we've all learned the true meaning of Christmas, and that is that we should lock up as many commies as possible, and that also everyone's under suspicion, even Santa Claus. You know, I used to call him the Red Menace before the war, I might not now, I might still, but that's my official position. Are you a communist?
No, sir, I'm not a communist.
Are you sure?
That's a good point.
How do you know what a communist is?
I could be a communist.
I knew it. McCarthy strikes again.
McCarthy seems as it strikes again, and I'm going to jail. I'll see you all next Tuesday. This is the news signing off. Next up, home cooking. And after that, Germans in the North Pole? More relevant than you might imagine.